We're looking at True Spirituality,
the book by Dr. Francis Schaeffer, but my take on it. And the question before us is, what the Christian life, what true spirituality really is, and how it may be lived in the 20th century, and even here now in the 21st century. We've looked at freedom from the bondage of sin, that's salvation, and then the freedom from the results of the bonds of sin, that's sanctification. Under freedom from the bondage of sin, we got there yet? Okay, there we go. We saw basic considerations, biblical unity and true spirituality and daily practice being the fruitful bride. Under the freedom from the results of the bonds of sin, we saw freedom from conscience, avoiding the two wrong concepts of really down on yourself for this and then also saying, well, it never can be forgiven. I can get to perfection, and then to embrace God's plan to conquer the effects of sin. Then we move to freedom for our thought life. We've been looking at the concept and importance of thought life, and tonight we move on to the substantial healing of psychological problems, and looking tonight at the first part of the concept of the broken man. What do you mean, what do I mean when I'm talking about psychological problems? Well, psychological problems are problems brought about by sin and affecting man's soul, his mind, his will, and his emotions. Psychology, the word psychology comes from the Greek word psyche, which is the Greek word for soul. So here are the truths. Think of this. Sin caused a break between man and God. That's the warning of what sin was. God is the life giver. God is the blessing giver. Every good, every perfect gift cometh from above. To be separated from him, to be broken from him, was to embrace death and to embrace all the difficulties that sin brings. So, the break between man and God, this severed man from his only source of goodness. You know it's going to be a bad path. It left him moving toward ignorance, toward illness, and toward inconsolability. Couldn't be consoled. Secondly, sin caused a break between man and the created universe. If you see the picture that God made everything and he said, it is very good. Sin had not yet hit. He saw everything and it was all very good. That was his universe. That was the way he intended it to be. Sin broke man from it. Man imagines that the greatest problem with planet Earth is man himself. In reality, the Earth was made to be man's home, to be the place of his dominion. That was the way it was intended. But broken man sees the world in an evolutionary dog-eat-dog way. He sees man as made by an accident of nature that could have happened on other worlds. Why they're looking for life on other planets. But tonight, and we saw the curse then of sin ended up with thorns and thistles and these things arriving on planet Earth. So man was broken from God's universe. The third and the thing we want to focus on tonight is that sin caused a break between man and himself. How can I break with myself? Well, man finds himself today internally broken, separated in a strange way from himself, and alienated in his relationship with himself. You, as a member of the human race, were designed by God to have your specific DNA. That genetic code that makes you you instead of me. instead of your neighbor. See? Your fingerprints, your cellular structure, all written out in a code, a chemical code, and put within your DNA. So God did that. Notice how the psalmist talks about this. Psalm 139, 14 to 16. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. The King James margin says right well means greatly in the Hebrew. My soul knoweth it greatly. My substance, or strength, or body, was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. This is symbolic of in the womb. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book, all my members, you see my members is in italics. So all my members, the Hebrew literally all of them, whatever the them is, all of them, were written. In thy book, all of them were written. You saw my unperfect substance, yet in your book, all of them were written, which in continuance were fashioned, or what days they should be fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. So all the body parts were planned to be the way it is. You say, but my one body part doesn't work very well, see? And he said, well, that was planned. When God is talking to Moses, he says, the blind and the halt and the lame and the dumb can't speak. He says, I've made these. God has his special purpose for every one of us. So, while you and I are certainly made of parts, physically, we have separate arms and separate internal organs, we are made of parts mentally, we are made of parts spiritually, yet you are a unit. You are a you. You are who you are, you see. You are a unit, a being who will live eternally somewhere. Having been given the gift of life, you will continue to exist somewhere forever. Now, what that means is that sin, which causes the breakup within you, is far more than a legal problem you have with God. It's a difficulty of even understanding yourself. So recognize that part of God's truth is the truth of who and what you are. You can't understand yourself until you see it from God's point of view. Let's look then at your being. You exist as yourself, and you will always exist as you. Get to know you. You're going to be with you a long time, forever. You cannot escape this reality, not with exotic philosophies, not with suicide. You cannot escape yourself, because though the body may die, it will be resurrected. And you, the real you inside, is going to be somewhere forever. So you are who you are, and there's no getting away from that. Broken man asks, why do I exist? Without God, he doesn't see the purpose. His life is empty without a satisfying answer. This is where the world is today. They say, well, we just make up a reason to live. Well, some do and some don't. And they try to end their existence with a suicide. That doesn't work. They continue to exist, but even in a worse state. Not only your being, but your relationships, how you relate to God's world and to one another. Sin has scrambled your sense of relationship, the concept of how you relate how you fit in with God on the one side and with other living and inanimate objects on the other. Broken man doesn't get it, see. He asks, am I absolutely alone in my existence? Is it possible to have a true relationship? Here I am locked inside myself, and I hear people talking at me, but nobody gets me, nobody understands me. Am I always going to be absolutely alone in my existence? And as a result, his life is ultimately lonely without any satisfying answer. Salvation changes this. When a man finds his answer in the living and true God of the Bible, he does not merely have an understanding of his own being, why I'm here, but also has a connection to the personal, infinite reference point of relationships, God himself. It is with God that we find where we fit in, how we relate. Saved man is a restored man. Notice the word in Colossians 3:10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed. See? Made better in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So what happens? Saved man awakens to the reality that he exists, that he was created, that his very being was made by God out of an act of love, and the opportunity to love God back and to be taken to God's heart forever. That he is a moral being, that there is a right and wrong way to do things because he stands in a relationship before God. He finds his position, his relationship in life, as finite compared to the infinite God, but made in the image of God compared to the other living and inanimate creations of earth. This is why the environmentalists and all these people are talking about that we're just the same as animals. See, we shouldn't be killing animals. We shouldn't be eating animals. Because we're just an animal. So they don't see where they fit in. They don't see where they are. They don't understand that they were made in the image of God. How do we relate one to another? Well, we are, as human beings, we are fellow creations of God. One family created by God. So this is what you're awakened to. But broken man, psychological problems, broken man tries to recreate himself in his own image. He tries to reinterpret his thinking, his mind, in a way that he's invented. But it doesn't work. Everything he really is inside rises up to rebel and to mock this weak and uninformed attempt. You can't live the way people imagine they can make themselves be anything. The fact is they are something, and they are what God made them. So a lot of psychological problems. They're mistaken about who they are and what the relationship is. So we'll close with this thought. The witness of the created universe argues against him. His philosophies don't fit the real world. And the law of God written in his heart condemns him. So now he has to wrestle against the fact that his philosophy doesn't work in the real world, and he feels guilty about it because God wrote the law in the heart. So we'll continue this concept, understanding psychological problems, as really a simple, not always simple, but the simple to understand is the brokenness of sin, that it broke man within himself. So we are in our soul broken, salvation renews us, restores us back to that image of the one that made us.